Dr. Jonathan LaPook is an associate clinical professor of medicine at Columbia University Medical Center and medical correspondent for the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. Schweitzer singles him out as one network health reporter who at least tries hard to cleave to health journalism best practices. John, welcome.
Hi. Glad to be here, Bob.
I characterized the reporting on the morning shows in general about health and medicine a disgrace. Do you think I'm wrong?
I mean, look, I can only talk for myself, and I can say that, you know, to coin a phrase, the buck stops here. When I'm on, nobody can make me say something that I don't want to say. And nor is there pressure to be sensationalistic or anything else like that. In fact, I feel at CBS that I'm valued for the perspective that I bring. I mean, a perfect example is H1N1, right? For me, it was all about tone. You can get up there and say, there's an outbreak of H1N1. Or you can say, there's an outbreak of H1N1. What your expression is, what your inflection is, what your body language is. I mean, that's all communicating to people in a way that's, you know, in addition to the words that you're saying.
Fair enough. But the kind of stories that Gary Schweitzer has been studying have nothing to do with body language and everything to do with story choice and implied promises of miracle cures, silver bullets, and so on. Just in the subcategory of obesity, I mean, it's just astonishing how irresponsible the reporting is, suggesting that there is a breakthrough just around the corner to that extra 40 pounds that's bedeviling your midriff. So how do you stamp out that scourge?
I don't think you can stamp it out, okay, because there's certain pressures to do that. But I think here is one of the examples of where being a physician really does help. As a physician, this is not just some abstract concept to me. I'm thinking of my patients with Alzheimer's. And when I go out there to report something, I'm thinking that they're listening. And God forbid I should give somebody false hope who is a loved one of somebody with Alzheimer's. That is one of the cruelest things that somebody can do. So for me, I'm not thinking ratings. I'm thinking my patients are listening, people are listening, and I have to be responsible.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
That's okay. No, I'm happy to do it, especially since Gary was so kind in saying, but not you.
Well, he didn't quite say that.
All right. Listen, we certainly got our share of criticism, but I have to say, you know, he's right. I hooked up onto his website very early, and he has been in the back of my head for 3 years. He has. And there have been times when I've cut a piece, and then I've thought to myself, I'm cutting in because for time, I have to cut out, you know, how much it cost, and I know Gary's going to be upset about this. And that's good. That's, you know, there should be standards. And at times you realize, okay, I'm having to cut something, and that's not perfect, but at least I know what perfect should look like.
Well, John, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jonathan LaPook is the medical correspondent for the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric and an associate clinical professor of medicine at the Columbia University Medical Center.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.